This is Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. We're getting a little bit more sunshine every day, but the temperatures are still pretty cold here in Wisconsin, and none of that local produce is in season quite yet.
But we still have good old root vegetables to keep us company, so on this Food Friday, we decided to talk about some different ways to prepare them other than the classic oven roast.
Lori Skelton is with us. She's one of WPR's in-house foodies. Lori, welcome back to the show.
Good to be here.
Let's lay our ingredients on the table first. What root vegetables are we going to talk about today?
Well, some of the recipes that we're talking about can cover just about any. You know, start with potatoes or sweet potatoes. Move on to things that aren't quite so well liked. Turnips, rutabaga, celery root, and then weird things like sunchokes. It's basically anything that's under the ground, has a lot of great nutritional value, but especially at this time of the year, a lot of us are just tired of boil it and drown it in butter, or I'd like something other than the great, toss it with olive oil and throw it in a hot oven and roast it.
That's my standby, yeah.
Which is perfectly wonderful, because what oven roasting, and in some cases what grilling can do in the summer, is it takes that starch that's in a root vegetable and it turns it into sugar. It makes it sweet. It makes it mellow. So many people I talk to about root vegetables always bring this up, and they talk about how grounding it is, which is certainly wonderful in the midst of winter. But as much as I love winter, it's gone on a little too long. Normally at this time of the year, I'd already be out in my garden looking for the first sorrel, the first greens of spring.
And bring your snow shovel.
And I am so ready for something green and bright and lighter. So that was the inspiration behind lighter ways to work with a root vegetable.
Well, one of your starting points, when I think of turnips and parsnips, well, rutabagas I'm looking for in my pasties. But what I do with a lot of these other things is maybe throw them in a stew or a soup, and a soup was one of your starting points, right? A parsnip soup.
Which I'm sorry to say I was unable to recreate. This was something that a friend of mine came up with on his own, and I tried to do it in a day. And this is something you have to cook your vegetables low and slow. You start off by making a basic vegetable broth, then you create a separate parsnip broth, and then once you've got your two broths talking together so that it tastes rich, but the texture is light, then you glaze parsnips and add that to the soup. It's something I will definitely keep trying, but it's not something you can put together, I found out, in under 24 hours. You really need a couple of days and a couple of steps to get the taste just right.
Well, one soup you did do and brought in, and I tasted it, was quite good, a golden beet borscht. And that had a really summery feel. It didn't feel like a heavy, dense winter root vegetable kind of thing.
Well, you start off with golden beets. I mean, there's your bright color right there. I ended up adapting a recipe from the good old Moosewood Cookbook from the 1970s, taking golden beets, and instead of using some of the heavier things that can be used in a borscht, like cabbage and potatoes and heavier sour cream, this had cucumber and fresh dill and scallions and buttermilk instead of the sour cream. So it was lighter. I left it chunky, and you could go ahead and puree this in a blender if you wanted a smoother, more elegant presentation. But somebody actually said it looked like chunky sunshine, and it really did feel
that.
Like spring today.
Yeah, I think of borscht as get you through the Eastern European winter, and this felt more like, hey, it's Eastern European spring.
I actually had somebody tell me, I've eaten a lot of borscht in my life, and I've never been fond of it, but this is pretty good. This lighter version is quite nice.
And then turning away from soups, another way to go is pickling things. You brought in a couple options. How much does it take to pickle our root vegetables?
Oh, I know you guys have talked about pickling on this show before. The one pickle I brought in, you can have in under 8 hours. Quick carrot pickle. So easy. You throw a little bit of red wine or cider vinegar in a pot, heat it up with sugar, salt, and dill seed. Throw your carrots in and just let it sit. And within hours, you've got this lovely, quick little pickle. I tried something that I honestly wasn't sure I'd like, and that was rutabaga pickles, which required a little bit of extra brining time. The pickling brine for that had cider vinegar, honey, lemon juice, cumin, mustard, coriander, cayenne, and smoked paprika. and they recommend you let that sit in the refrigerator for about a week. I gave it 5 days, and it was pretty darn tasty. This was a popular thing that was in the break room today. A lot of people gave it a thumbs
up. A lot of people like the rutabaga. I'll say I like the carrots a lot. And for the rutabaga, Lori, I've loved everything else you've made. The rutabaga, maybe a little vinegary for me. I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, pickled things are vinegary by their nature. I do know
exactly.
That.
Exactly. So let me ask you, the carrots were a little crisper. The rutabaga had a little bit of give to it. What was the texture that you preferred?
I did prefer the crisper.
Okay.
I guess I'm a crisp pickle guy.
Okay. And,
but I didn't know it.
And there's a, here again, so many things that we're talking about. Mix and match. Find the vegetable that works for you.
So that pickled rutabaga thing, could you try it? I mean, could you just do it exactly the way you did it, but sub in turnips or parsnips?
Turnips or parsnips might work with this particular pickle because of the heat, the cayenne, the smoked paprika. I don't know if I'd want to go that spicy with a carrot.
Okay.
But again, it'd be something fun to try.
You know, parsnips I like a lot. I forget about them. I kind of use them with carrots or in substitution for carrots. Any parsnip recommendations for me?
Well, one lovely thing to do with any root vegetable, and parsnips would certainly work well with this, we're missing green at this time of the year.
Oh, yeah.
And I made a simple parsley sauce where you pound a little parsley in with garlic and sea salt and peppercorns in your mortar, and then you add a little more fresh chopped parsley and scallions and lemon peel and olive oil. You can serve that on top of any root vegetable. You can try it raw. You can boil them, serve them room temperature. You can serve them warm. Again, I was really surprised. I brought in turnips and sunchokes to pair with that parsley sauce. That was the first thing to go.
Yeah, I forgot about that. I really like the parsley sauce. And you could do that. I mean, that's something that's super flexible, like you said.
Yeah. The other thing, of course, that we've kind of shied away from because it's not necessarily light, but it's still comforting. If you're not comfortable working with certain root vegetables, start off by boiling them and then mashing them in with your mashed potatoes.
Oh, yeah.
And parsnips is a great way to, you lighten the mashed potatoes with parsnips. You make them sweeter. You may not need as much butter. And so that's another good way to get more root vegetables into your life. Just slowly introduce them into your mashed potatoes and see where they go.
And you mentioned celery root. Celeriac, is that the same
celeriac.
Thing?
Celeriac. That's a great one to mash with potatoes.
Okay.
It's also a good one to, if you're getting adventurous, to do in a curry. And if you're going to curry a root vegetable, one other nice thing to do, especially at this time of year, if you need a little green, add some fennel bulb to it. That'll brighten it up. It's just moist enough, it's just sweet enough, and just green enough to give it a twist.
All right. Well, a lot of great ideas. More generally, do we not give our root vegetables enough love? They're not the glamour, the pinups of the vegetable world for us, are they?
No, they're not. They do not have the hipster chic of kale chips. They are what get us through the winter, and they are comforting. They are a staple. And if you give them just a little bit more attention, I think they can surprise you.
All right. Well, a lot of good surprises. And by the way, out there, if you want to try something here with your root vegetables, there's a borscht recipe on the Central Time Facebook page. Lori provided us with that. I think the borscht was my biggest hit of all the things you made today, Lori. That was my favorite. Any permutations that we might try on that, apart from what's in the recipe itself?
Well, if you are a fan of traditional borscht with red beets, go ahead and use them. Go ahead and, if you're going to do that, add some things that are a little more tart. You can chop up pickles and add to that. That's going to lighten, again, the texture, give it a little bit of a different feel to it. Other traditional accompaniments with borscht are those potatoes and hard-boiled eggs.
Oh, yeah, that would be perfect.
So if you wanted to make your borscht a little bit more of a meal, go ahead and add some protein to it.
I might try doing it that way. Lori, thank you so much for joining us again.
Absolutely.
That was our own Lori Skelton, a WPR in-house foodie.